Today's episode is sponsored by my Lit Daily Online Yoga Classes. This is an exclusive pass into my personal practice and program that I created from experience as a physical therapist and 20 years developing my Lit Yoga methodology. There is a different class with me every day, including special monthly live streams, so you can feel your most lit up anytime and anywhere. Get a 3-day free trial today by going to movementbylara.com and clicking daily classes. Let's get moving. Good movement and welcome to Redefining Yoga, a Movement by Lara podcast, which is designed to investigate all aspects of the modern evolution of yoga from my background as a physical therapist and lover of movement. My mission is to help everyone find freedom through safer and smarter movement patterns, so together we can be uplifted, benefiting all beings. Today's podcast is about finding strength, building strength at any age. But before I get into today's episode, I want to invite you to try my Lit Daily Online Yoga Classes. You will get a free trial if you sign up now, and I have a library of anatomy-based yoga classes, plus a different daily class every single day. A lot of these classes are going to help you. In fact, all of them are going to help you build strength at any age. So check out movementbylara.com to register and give it a shot. And if you're already taking my Lit Daily, congratulations. I hope you're feeling super strong. Today is building strength at any age. So building strength, say that you, I get a lot of people that have not necessarily been doing any strength training for a long period of time, maybe never. And then they want to start, you know, getting muscles or building muscles. And there's a lot of reasons to do that. At any age, it's important to have muscular strength. It's going to protect your joints. It's going to help you function more optimally with movement. It's not just about looking strong, but it's about giving your body proper support. And the mechanism responsible for making it possible to build muscle is the same regardless of how old you are. There are other elements that come into play, but essentially everyone has skeletal muscles in the human body. And these muscles contract. And when they contract, they receive signals from motor neurons to do that. These motor neurons are telling the muscles to contract. And they respond to that to a stress or load. So the stress or load could be your body weight. It could be gravity and your body weight. So say you're doing a push-up. That's an example of your body weight and gravity. But this could also be if you do a squat and you're holding weight, extra weight. So extra load or stress. So the muscles have to contract, and their ability to contract and to promote the tension to basically overcome whatever resistance is placed upon them is ultimately going to grow you stronger. And that is available to everyone. So you could be a passive kind of couch potato type, and you still have that ability. You still have the ability to have the motor neurons fire so that the muscles contract. And the difference is that to build muscle requires this load or stress put on you that's greater than what your body or muscles have previously experienced. So if you are a novice, like you have been sitting around, then the muscle growth will be immediate, but that's because the bar is so low, right? You haven't done much, so that you will see something pretty immediate, which is really cool. So, but if you've had a history of strength training, you're going to be able to apply a more substantial load to stress the muscle to grow. The difference is somebody who has a history is going to have the advantage of having the history of activating those motor neurons. So having that history in the brain mapping will improve the ability for the muscles to contract and grow. So anyone can get stronger. Anyone can build strength. These are the things you have to do. You have to be able to activate the motor neurons to fire so that the muscles can contract. And you want to load up the resistance enough that you can, the motor units that are these little kind of firing power, these little army that you have, the motor units that help the muscle to fire have enough strength to do it and overcome whatever load that you're adding. So here are some tips for that. And this is really, really important because muscle strength will help you. Think about it. If you're leaning over and picking up heavy groceries, but you've been sitting on a couch a lot, or sitting at your desk a lot at work and you haven't done anything else, you have deconditioned those skeletal muscles. So they're not going to be they've been snoozing, so they don't have a readiness to fire when you're picking up groceries. So you pick up groceries, they're not firing as quickly as they would for somebody who is more conditioned and more adaptable and has the history of that. And it puts you more at risk for injury because you pick up a load of groceries and all of a sudden, poof, your back feels like it, you know, quote unquote, you pulled your back or it went out, is what people say. My back went out. Well, it feels like that because it's like literally you don't have the muscle strength to overcome the weight or the load that you're lifting. And so it literally just gives out. It gives out. So that's why it feels like it goes out, because it's giving out. But what's giving out is the muscles that support the joints, that support the spine. So it's a big deal. You want to be able to build strength. And you're never too old to start. There are disadvantages when you get older because all of the hormones that are present within our body, estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone for women, and testosterone for men, those hormones have an impact on the, and men actually have some of the estrogen as well. They have an impact on the ability for the muscles to get stronger, just like they have an impact on the bone matrix. So we do have some things, like there's a thing called sarcopenia, which is literally muscle wasting. And they have done numerous research on this. The sarcomeres are part of the microanatomy of a muscle. And so sarcopenia is like, just like osteopenia is a weakening of the bone. Sarcopenia is a weakening of these muscle fibrils. And when you have that with age, you are more, there's all kinds of what's called sequelae effects that happen from that sarcopenia. And that includes not being able to like lean over and get something up well, not being able to support your joints well. And this can have an effect on your overall wellness and fitness level. And that, of course, can ultimately affect your, not only your musculoskeletal system, but your cardiopulmonary system. So without getting too kind of medical and geeky about that, let's just talk about how you build muscle. So you don't even have to get into this state. But I do want to say it's harder as you get older because there are other elements in play. But there are great kind of bioidentical hormones and things like that can help with the assistance of not being able to go down the sarcopenia path. But let's talk about how to build strength at any age up until that, you know, like say up until the 60s or something. And that would be that you want to increase whatever you're doing, the demand on your muscles gradually. So weight bearing is a huge, huge way to get stronger, to build strength, because you are putting a demand on the muscles to hold the bones of your body up in space against gravity. And then you're getting the ground reaction force energy back through the bones that stimulates the muscles to contract, to hold the bones in place. So put simply, if you put your feet on the floor and you squat down and you come back up, you are working with the energy from the floor coming back up through you, and then the weight coming down from gravity that's giving you natural resistance. So it's awesome. And then you add extra weight onto that if you like. People do kettlebells. Kettlebells are really, I think, probably, they seem to be the most favorite thing to use for building strength, because it's just like, it's more functional. It's like holding something heavy, as opposed to a bar, which sometimes can feel like it's putting undue stress on your shoulders and the weight distribution of that. But people like bars as well. So kettlebells or bars. But you could also use sandbags. Like we have sandbags at the studio, you can use sandbags. And in some ways, it's nice to use something like a sandbag because it's more like a real life object. You know, if you pick up, say, a toddler, the toddler is not like a square box. You know, it's squirming, and has the weight is distributed in a variety of ways. So just like a sandbag has like kind of it has some malleability to it. It's not like going to be all the forces are in a solid place. It could simulate more of like what a functional kind of squat would be. So first of all, add the load accordingly. But I think a lot of this can be done without any extra weight. So any kind of weight-bearing exercise, push-ups. Of course, we do handstands, plank position, doing bear crawling, getting on the wall and walking your feet up the wall. So you're like doing a handstand on the wall, but your belly is facing the wall. Doing a plank on the wall, doing a down dog on the wall. These are great ways of getting a lot of strength. And then you add more strength by changing the demand on the joints. So you bend your elbows, for instance, like from a plank and you bend your elbows, that's putting a different demand. So that's going to help build strength throughout the range of motion. So building strength, and this can be done in a really safe way, because you're not adding extra weight on there. It doesn't mean you shouldn't. And if you're into like adding more demand, more weight, then do that. But let the motor neurons adapt to the amount of firing power they have to do, so that you can add the load without adding overstressing the muscles. So I think the big thing here is to move in a variety of ways, and to know that you actually need to continue to strength build with weight, because you already have to compensate for some physiological disadvantages, like the decreased testosterone, metabolism, protein synthesis that happens as we start to age. So you need to really work on that, and it's never too late to start. So even if you're an older 60 plus, I say older, I don't really mean older, but you're not zero, you're not five, older on the scale, and you're already deconditioned, you need to start. It's not too late to start. Don't give up, right? It's just a number, but we do have to stay strong. We do have to stay physically fit in all the ways. And just like when you do work for your muscles, you can also do work for your heart. So you can increase, you need to find that right balance between stressing the body to increase muscle strength and cardiovascular output, and not doing too much to strain the body. But the more conditioned you are, you're going to help your musculoskeletal system, you're going to help your heart, because your heart is a muscle as well. And it really needs the conditioning. It needs to be strong, because then it pumps stronger and more efficiently, and that puts less load on everything, right? When you're pumping blood through the body, and that lowers your blood pressure, and that will certainly benefit everyone. So I hope that this makes sense to you, that it's important to build strength at any age. Start with weight bearing, using gravity as an incredible force, as an incredible load, quote unquote, and then add weights gradually. Let your body adapt to it. If you've been in the practice of weightlifting before, then you're going to adapt quicker, because the motor neurons are going to be, they've already had the experience of firing. If you haven't done some of this stuff before, you need to go slower, and know that you will get there. And sometimes you will change more rapidly than somebody who has a history of building strength and weight in weightlifting, because it's so new to you that the novice weightlifter actually makes changes pretty quickly. So build strength. It's really important for your joints. It's important for your movement. It's important for your heart, and it's important for your bones. And then it's important for you to feel your best and to, you know, age well and be able to live a long life, and also live a long life well. So as always, sending you lots of hugs, pulling for you each and every day. Thank you.